Jarrett Johnson Show, presented by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern in Parkville on 98 Rock.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with your school?
Yeah.
Time is now. Now's the time. Ticks at 6, Hops Harvest. Tickets are up for grabs. Pick a caller, any caller between 5 and 50.
I was going to say 48.
I was thinking the same.
He
was dialed in. Caller 48 is a winner. 410-338-1098. B21 and thirsty. Hops Harvest coming up September 30th out in Columbia. But it is time for the Double J Show. I-95 on 98 Rock. What's going on with you, Dub-Dub?
What's up? How you doing, brother?
I'm feeling good. Marianne, hey, it's Marianne's big night tonight, really.
That's what we're really here to talk about.
No, I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, we're doing a big stand-up comedy show tonight. Kurt's kicking it off, hosting, and I wish you were here to come watch.
Oh, man, I wish I knew. I know. I'm flying up tomorrow, and I wish you had told me. I'd have flown up a day early just to see that.
Our gig tonight at Magoobies, doors at 7, and then showtime at 8 o'clock. Tommy Cimbazzo, Jim Meyer, Marianne Cirque.
And don't forget Kirk.
And your homie, Don't You Know Me. All right, that's tonight. That's going to be crazy. Then tomorrow, McFall's is going to be nutty.
Yeah.
McFall's Iron Horse Tavern up there in Parkville, 2260 Cromwell Bridge Road. You got all kinds of stuff tomorrow night out there. Hey, how did you become such good friends with the dudes at McFall's?
So I did a cruise with the Ravens. Was this last spring? And met Glenn and his wife, Kristen, owner of McFall's. Great guy. And we just kind of hit it off. You know, we were on a boat for like 2 days out to the island, to Bermuda, and then a day on the island and 2 days back. So we spent a lot of time together and hung out, got to be good buddies. And he ended up his chef came up with a burger and named it after me. And last winter, I got to go up and try my burger out, man. It's pretty sweet.
Nice.
You ever had anything made after you, Marianne? You were supposed to be a table once.
I was going to be an hors d'oeuvre platter where sushi was going to, and all this stuff was going to be put on my body and people would eat off.
Where's the tuna?
I was young and broke.
Right. Yeah,
and they were going to give me like $200 and my friends paid me not to do it. So,
If McFall's has an empty table, maybe you can hop up.
I'm here.
Hey, Double C, Chris Chmielewski, what is actually on the Double J burger?
Yeah, what is this burger?
The Double J I-95 burger has a double patty,
yes,
smothered with cheese, topped with pickled jalapenos, bacon onion jam, and a chipotle aioli,
which is fancy mayo.
Yeah, right. Fancy mayo.
I like everything on there. Double. You went with a double patty. Double.
Yeah. You know. I mean, honestly, and I'd like to pick your brain on it. How do you if it was the Kurt McEwen burger? What would be on
triple?
Triple the meat. There'd be a K on each side. No. Wow. What would I put on my burger? It'd be one patty, but it'd be a big patty.
Yeah.
And then no cheese, mayo, mustard.
Mayo. Yeah. Just plain mayo.
That's it.
No aioli.
No aioli. Yeah.
Lettuce,
mayo,
tomato.
Mustard, lettuce, nothing? Tomato. Yeah, it's going to be like the old fashioned at Chili's.
No,
like
ketchup, your granddad's. Maybe you can put some ketchup on it, right?
Yes, you ought to have ketchup on there.
Yeah, mine would be a veggie burger for sure, like a lentil burger.
Get
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah. No, with barbecue and grilled onions and Swiss.
All right, Chmielewski, you were making a face at everybody's burger. What was yours going to be?
My burger, grilled onions.
Okay.
Grilled mushrooms.
All right.
Swiss.
That's like mine so far.
Yeah, okay. But you got a big-ass patty.
Big patty.
With a little bit of blue cheese inside.
That's where you lost
blue
me.
Blue cheese, disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
agreed.
You know what? The thing about McFall's is if you don't want the burger that Double J just described to you, they got a great menu. You're doing human foosball tomorrow night. What is that?
Yeah.
So basically, we're just going up there and hanging out, man. Get there at 8 o'clock. They got some live music starting at 9. And we're just going to go there and hang out, you know, have a few cold
human
ones.
Human foos.
That's right.
Eat my burger. And then, yeah, they got a human foosball, I guess, field out back. And the bar kind of overlooks the human foosball. We're going to get out there and play
pump
some
it up, yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on. You got a lot on your plate this weekend, my son. It's a Jarrett Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
Hey, it's Kirk and Marianne. We're talking to Double J, Jarrett Johnson. So excited. I love Thursdays now because it's... Oh, and a crow, a raven just flew by. Sorry. the team's going to London this weekend. And have you, you've never traveled over there to do a game, Jarrett?
No, I've never been over there, period. I've never been over, over
really?
The Atlantic.
I'm surprised. Well, time for a trip.
Yeah, I know. I really want to do it. I've got a couple bucket list trips I want to do, but no, I've just never taken the time and young kids and all that. But I was on the Ravens website earlier, mm-hmm. and I was reading, I was wondering, you know, because you have to have a travel plan anytime you go out west, play West Coast teams. But like going over there, is that's a whole different animal. And, you know, your sleep habits are really important during the season and getting mm-hmm. your rest and all that. And I was wondering, you know, what their plan is for traveling over the Atlantic. And it's basically they're doing a red eye flight.
Ugh.
And it all banks on whether they can sleep on the plane or not. And I cannot sleep on a plane. Like,
right.
I hate red eye flights. They mess me up. I was just wondering, like, what's y'all's take on that? How do you think, would you do personally if you were a player?
Hey,
and what do you think about their plan?
I'm taking a handful of Disco Biscuits and laying back. You know what I mean? I'm going to wake up.
Well, wouldn't that affect you the next day? And
I'm not playing a football game on Friday.
No, I'm saying if you were.
If you were a football player. And this is a land where you're a professional athlete.
But you're not playing that game on Friday. So I want to get that sleep on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll deal with all that
My
later.
Question is, what kind of a plane? Because they're all big guys. Jerry, you're huge. Everybody's giant guys. They can't fit in a normal little
They're not taking Southwest.
Are they going to take like a nice big where they could lay down? Because that is a game changer.
Well,
they
are. I mean, it's definitely, you know, the Ravens aren't, I don't believe they're using Delta anymore for their chartered flights. And I guarantee they're using the international plane, you know, with the big layout type.
Then they'll be able to snooze, I think. I've gone to London before, and I was able to stretch out and lay down completely, passed out. But if you're sitting,
you were in the
it's
aisle,
it's ridiculous.
Though,
I mean. Yeah, I know. I was wasted.
Yeah, that was not supposed to happen.
No, I think that it's all going to depend on their accommodations. And if there's, you know, if the team is nice to them, they'll make them nice and comfy and get them out.
And here's another nugget for you, Dub. Jacksonville, this is the fifth time. They do it all the time. Jacksonville plays a game in London every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're going to
have not know that.
Yeah, they've been playing since 2013.
I wonder what the record is. Do you know that?
They're 2-2, and so this will be they've won their last two.
Okay. Well,
it's such a minus, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a tough challenge to be sleep deprived or jet lagged. I mean, you're really fighting that, and that's sort of unfair.
Hey
I hated West Coast trips.
Yeah.
Some guys loved them, you know, because you get out there and it's a little bit earlier, and you get a little bit of time on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
On Friday to go hang out. You got all day Saturday. Well, what I would do is I would get there and, you know, the sun would be out and everybody would be going to dinner and I'd be exhausted.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I'd get up at like 4 a.m. and the whole day just like I'd just be awake because I don't really nap.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got to game day, man, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And they just always mess me up.
Right.
So I don't know how I'd do it. I don't think I'd do very well on that trip.
You'll be getting up at 4 a.m. on Sunday. We'll see at expectation 6 to 9.
You'll be all right on Sunday.
I'll be all right
game day.
Yeah.
Metro Center, Owings Mills. Ravens cheerleaders, Poe, Jarrett Johnson, Jermaine Lewis. I'll be doing my show out there, so come on out. First 200 people get a scarf
mm-hmm.
and some other stuff with a London theme. It's a Jarrett Johnson show. It's Kirk and Marianne here on 98 Rock.
This is the Jarrett Johnson Show on 98 Rock, powered by McFall's Iron Horse Tavern, 2260 Cromwell Bridge Road in Parkville.
Hey, don't forget Jarrett Johnson at McFall's Iron Horse Tavern, people, 2260 Cromwell Bridge Road in Parkville. Tomorrow night, human foosball, all kinds of great food, great people. Jarrett Johnson, tomorrow night, what time are we looking?
I'm going to get there about 8 o'clock. Got some live music kicking off at 9, and just going to go up there and hang out. What's cool about it is we're not recording a show. There's nothing. Right. We're just there hanging out,
nice.
Man.
There's
going to be
no pressure.
Gonna have a nice crew there and have a good time.
8 o'clock on the ding dong, so get on in there. It's going to be sweet. Hey, I got a question for you. I mean, Mr. Bisciotti, you ever roll up on you and do you ever get nervous? I mean, if you, hi, Jarrett, how are you? I'd be like, no, I.
No, dude, Steve is so freaking cool. I tell you what Steve is really good at. He's really good at being cool, being one of the guys, and also letting you know that he's the boss.
Right. How's he?
He is not to be messed with. And some people can't really pull that off. You know, they either got to be super tough or they kind of come off as a pushover. You know,
mm-hmm.
And Steve is, you know, he's as cool as they come, super approachable. You know, Art, he was older. You know, Art had just an air about it. Like there's kind of like a reverence when Art was around. To me, he wasn't as approachable. Of course, I was a younger guy. But Steve's always been, he insists that you call him, don't call him Mr. Bisciotti, don't call him Mr. Steve,
call him Steve.
Steve, you know, anything cool. But at the same time, you know who the man is.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get away with a Mr. B?
I usually call him boss.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or boss man.
Sir. Yeah.
Cause boss man kind of comes off as cool, but it's also like, yeah, I know you're the freaking boss. You know what I mean?
What about you, Marianne? Anybody, that you get around and then you're all thumbs or all.
Jarrett.
Yep. Yeah, I noticed that. Oh, yeah. When y'all was on that ride.
Yeah. I mean, bosses, just in general, I guess. Rick is cool. Everybody here.
That's the thing about bosses, you got to act like you don't give a F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think, like, when you're up for a job, now we're cool, but it's like, you never know. Oh, yeah. You don't know them yet, and just in general. So I don't know how everybody does it. And then especially, like, for football players, like with coaches,
yeah,
that relationship is probably so important, but it's probably so hard to fake it until you get there, you know?
That's what's weird about the NFL is you go from high school, you're petrified of your coaches. College, there's still a fear factor, but, you know, you're starting to get a little older. And then I'll never forget one of my first practices as a rookie in minicamp. And we had a younger outside linebacker coach. He was kind of an assistant. And one of our veteran guys just dog cussed him. Ripped him up. And I'd never witnessed that before. It blew my mind. I was like, I have never heard anybody talk to a coach like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even over that big of a deal. The guy, the vet, was just letting him know that, hey, I'm the vet. I'm the man. You can coach me, but you better have some respect. And the NFL is different. It's more of a – there is a respect factor, but there's also – we're employees together. We're equals. And there is a lot of back and forth between coaches and players that exists in the NFL that doesn't exist anywhere else. It's a little different.
Mm. Yeah, what's the difference between high school, college, and then the pros? Everybody's getting paid. That's why.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Don't jump in my face. All right. still a ways to go. Jared Johnson Show, 98 Rock. Scoops. What's up, Marianne? It's Kirk and Marianne hanging out with 95 Jarrett Johnson. And wow, Ravens and the Jags this Sunday without a team leader and one of the toughest guys to ever suit up for the Ravens, Marshall Yanda. And he goes down. He's going to have a plate put in his ankle before he can play again. And it was a purple evening a few years ago. Marshall Yanda came up on the stage and didn't know me from anybody. I just started the station in June, and now it's October. But because I had I-95 sitting there, he treated me like a guy, and those guys are going back and forth. You could tell there was a mutual respect because of their time on the field together, battling in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my proximity to Jarrett, Marshall was cool to me, and I appreciate you on that, Jarrett. But, yeah, how tough is that guy? And name for me the three toughest people.
The three toughest people?
Not even just Ravens. First, talk about Yanda, and then maybe it was a guy at Alabama. Maybe it was a couple of guys you played with. But first about Yanda, and then the three toughest people, because I don't want to say men, Marianne.
Right.
It could be a woman.
Mm-hmm,
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Like right now, right now.
First of all, Yanda, I mean, he embodies what the Ravens are looking for in a football player. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a third-round pick. He's played across the line except for center, played tackle, guard, both sides, all over the place. He's moved several times from guard to tackle due to injury, which is extremely hard to do. And he would be one of those three of the toughest guys I've ever been around.
There's one.
And I don't know. It's for me, it's tough because I know how tough of a guy he is. I know, how much he cares about football and his approach to the game. But, I mean, he has dealt with some serious injuries. And he just came off of a labrum surgery, shoulder surgery this offseason, battled back from that, didn't participate in hardly anything in the offseason because he was rehabbing. Gets on the field and two games in breaks his ankle. So huge loss for the Ravens. When I saw that, man, it broke my heart. It really, really, really bothered me that that we lost him for the year. Hopefully we'll be able to get him back if and when we go to the playoffs. But, I just hate to see what the guy would deal with injuries like that late in his career.
You know what's weird, and you're going to give me two other guys on your tough list, but last week I was in the locker room, and I was getting ready to interview James Hurst, and Yonda's standing there, and I looked, and I almost feel bad about this, but I looked and I said, I'm going to get you later on in the year, you know, Marshall, because it's so early in the year, and he's so good, yeah. I don't want to use him up on the second game, but I'm like, and nothing, that just showed me, nothing's guaranteed, man. Yeah. So, he's not going to be in that corner locker now like he was the first two games. You just kind of get sort of removed from things as you rehab off somewhere by yourself.
Mm. Yeah, he'll, I don't know his plan, his surgery schedule, anything like that. But, I just hope that that they're able to get him back late in the year if that's possible. Because the Ravens, are better, even if he's just on the sidelines. Just him being in the building makes the Ravens a better team.
Jared Johnson at McFall's Iron Horse Tavern. Tomorrow night, 8:00, he's got a burger that you're going to want to try. Double patty, double J. It all makes sense.
A double J patty.
All right. And when we come back, two other of the toughest mofos that he knows. Marshall Yonda is on the list. Maybe Marianne makes it. Maybe she doesn't. Yeah. It's the Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock Baltimore. Kirk and Marianne just running the show for double J. I-95. I got a picture of Jared over my desk. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. What?
He looks like he's going, which way did he go? Which way did he? You're like looking, like trying to head on a swivel type thing. He signed it, too. If you squint, you can make it out as a 95 on there. All right. Who are the two other toughest people that you know to join Marshall Yonda?
Oh, man. There's, I got a bunch of them.
Nah, there's two more.
The first two that pop up are Haloti Ngata and Kelly Gregg, hands down.
Wow.
Haloti, I mean, not only physical toughness and battling through injuries and all that stuff, but I would literally put that dude up in a fight versus anybody you can think of. it does not matter. Like, any wrestling character, anybody, it doesn't matter. In my mind, there is not a person in a fight that can beat up Haloti Ngata.
That's a strong statement.
He's not only Tongan, right. He's got that like warrior mentality, but his dad was an all South Pacific bare knuckle boxer.
Yeah.
And like trained him in the backyard. Like when Haloti, we used to spar and box, shadow box, stuff like that. I mean, the dude can move. He knows how to throw a punch.
Man, I'm glad you brought that up. I haven't been Tongan in a while. You know what I mean? Maybe tonight. Tongan. It's a okay, and then Kelly Gregg. What's he? What was that? Little buddy, Buddy Lee.
Yeah, call him Buddy Lee. But Kelly was a undefeated national championship wrestler in high school. Just super tough guy. I've watched him play through crazy injuries. Nice guy, but just a super tough dude. But golly, I mean, now that I think, I can name off. Anquan Boldin was crazy tough. Justin Bannon, just played with, then the superstar. Terrell Suggs is a super tough guy. Ray Lewis, Takeo Spikes, all these guys I've played with. I mean, played with some extremely tough dudes.
How tough are you?
Where do you rank?
Hey.
Are you on that list?
Ask them.
Ask them. Hey, Lou. All right. It's the Jared Johnson Show, and he's tough as nails on 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
All right. Well, thanks again, Jared. That was very informative. We learned a lot about Jared.
Every week.
It was like a little therapy session.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us. And again, we look forward to seeing you out at the McFalls in Parkville.
McFalls Iron Horse Tavern. It's at 2260 Cromwell Bridge Road. Stick it in your phone so you don't lose track tomorrow night, 8:00. Human foosball. That's going to be crazy.
Go see him. Yeah. Go see Double J.
Get
thanks again,
burger.
Everybody.